King of the soft-footed predators is the African lion. On Kim's next visit to the cheetahs, the mother seems on edge. And it doesn't take long to figure out why.
There's a bloody lion stalking us here.
A big female, 40 yards away.
Those cubs don't have a chance. There's no way they can outrun them.
If she decides to attack, she could easily take out Kim, too. But his own safety is the last thing on his mind.
I'm going to have to interfere here. I'll do what I can to chase these bloody things away.
Well, can you believe that? How many of you think that guy was brave? How many of you think he was a fool? Yeah. Well, good morning both to you guys here on the north side, also to the south side as we join you over there. You just saw that video as well of that crazy man chasing the lion. We are in the midst of this series on how to be brave, and we're looking at what the Bible has to say about that. Also want to say before we get into it, how many UCLA Bruins in the room here on this side and on that side over there? Hard day yesterday, wasn't it? I am happy to tell you you're getting preached at by a Texas Aggie this morning. So... Yeah. Well, then there's an Alabama guy. So, although bringing up football on Sunday morning may be a brave thing or a foolish thing, I don't know. I'll have to tell you after the service. But how, you know, have you ever faced a choice that required bravery, but you weren't sure where bravery ended and foolishness began? Sometimes it's hard to tell the difference. Thankfully, you and I don't face lions on a regular basis, or maybe never, but we do face choices of bravery all the time, all throughout our lives in different situations. You and I face little choices, little moments where bravery is required. Should you apply for that job? Should you quit your job? Should you ask her out? Should you trust him? Should you go to women's Bible study? Should you invite a friend to conversations about Jesus? Little moments, little opportunities of bravery present themselves all the time. And if you were with us last week and heard Tom, or you were at Fusion and heard Bo speak, then you'll remember that we're not just talking about being brave for brave sake, and we're not talking about being void of caution and wisdom, but we're talking about having a kind of bravery that makes the difference. The kind of bravery that's willing to take a risk for the benefit of others and for ourselves. There are some challenges that are worth facing. And there are battles that are worth fighting. There are risks worth taking. And there are words worth speaking to make a difference. And very, very often, those choices present themselves in our relationships with those who we do life with, in the one another areas of life. We meet a lot of bravery challenges. How do you do bravery in relationships? Should I tell the truth? Should I tell him how I really feel? Should I really say how she looks in that dress? Can I talk to my child about this or that? Do they know I love them? Can I say no? Can I say yes? Will I turn out looking like a total loser, or will my bravery make all the difference? How do we do bravery in relationships. Maybe you're here today and your relationship with someone is strained or broken or simply not what you hope it would be, what you wish it was. Maybe it's a relationship with your spouse or your parents or your boss. Maybe there's unresolved conflict or simply a concern that you're facing or a fear. Someone in your life who makes your blood pressure rise when they come around, a coworker or your mother-in-law. And we all have relationships that get strained. Maybe you wish you felt more confident and less anxious as a mother or a father raising your kids. Maybe you wish you had more bravery to tell others about Jesus or to pray for someone or to show someone the love of God. Maybe you just wish you could be honest with somebody. How do you do brave in relationships? I want to look with you at some words written in the Bible by John about overcoming fear. And he points out one overriding factor that overcomes fear and makes all the difference. One factor that produces bravery in relationships. And I want you to see what this one factor is. So let's look together in our bulletins. Verses will be on the screen as well from 1 John chapter 4 beginning in verse 9. And listen to what he says. God showed how much He loved us. Now we could actually just stop there and spend all morning, all day on those words right there. How good it is that God has not shown us that He has rejected us. He has not shown us His anger. He has not shown us disappointment. God showed how much He loved us by sending His one and only Son into the world so that we might have eternal life through Him. This is real love, John says. Not that we loved God. That would be easy. If God is who He says He is, of course we're going to love Him. But this is real love. Not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as sacrifice to take away our sins. Dear friends, since God loved us that much, we surely ought to love each other. No one has ever seen God, but if we love each other, God lives in us and His love is brought to full expression in us. Just think for a second that God's love has yet to be fully expressed until it is brought to full expression in us. And God has given us His Spirit as proof that we live in Him and He in us. Furthermore, we've seen, John's an eyewitness, with our own eyes and now testify that the Father sent His Son to be the Savior of the world. All who declare that Jesus is the Son of God have God living in them, and they live in God. We know how much God loved us, and we've put our trust in His love. God is love. And all who live in love live in God, and God lives in them. And as we live in God, our love grows more perfect. So we'll not be afraid on the day of judgment, but we can face Him with confidence because we live like Jesus here in this world. Such love has no fear. Because perfect love expels all fear. If we're afraid, it's for fear of punishment. And this shows that we've not fully experienced His perfect love. We love each other because He loved us first. That one overriding factor of God's love makes all the difference. Brave relationships require brave love. Jesus had brave love. because the love he gave was the love he received from the Father. If you receive God's love for you, you are capable of brave love in your relationships as well. And the more completely you receive God's love for you, the more your love grows in bravery towards others. And so I want you to see some places throughout the Bible that show us this brave love. And my hope is that by learning how to be brave at love, that bravery will make all the difference in our relationships. Would you pray with me for God to help us learn that today? Let's pray for a moment. Well, God, we thank you for your love, even as we have sang about it this morning. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for loving us beyond any obstacle, beyond any barrier. And I pray, God, that you break down more barriers today to let us receive more of your love. God, I pray that every person on this side of the street and every person on the south side this morning, we would receive more from your love. We would leave this place saying, my God loves me. And by recognizing that, by acknowledging that, by receiving more of your love, God, you make us more loving and more brave with our love. We trust you to do that. In Jesus' name, amen. So brave relationships require brave love. But what does brave love look like? Brave love first looks like this. Brave love chooses to love. Biblical love, Jesus' kind of love, is a choice. It's a choice, and it is the bravest of all choices because it is the choice to not only love the lovable and to love those who love us, but it is the brave choice to love even, he says, your enemies, those you don't get along with, those you consider to be at odds with you, those who it's hard to love. Brave love is an action you take. It's an action to choose to love. Did you know that you can choose to love someone you don't like? It's possible. And actually, if you will do that, it's amazing how sometimes you begin to like those people. Lindsay and I have a code for people who are not easy to like. We call them EGRs, extra grace required. You know some EGRs in your life. And it's amazing to me how there have been some EGRs that I've gotten to kind of like as I have chosen to love them. Some people are easy to love. I remember when my children were born. I was in the room, I was there with Lindsay, and I loved being right in the action and counting and cheering her on and breathing and all of that. And I remember seeing my children's faces in the moments of their birth. And if you've ever been there, it is shocking how instantaneous the love is. I loved those babies in an instant, and it was easy to love them. And then those babies grow up. And as they do, they test that love. Right? They begin to make decisions and choices outside of your reach. And these babies who were so easy to love can sometimes become the greatest love challenge in our lives. It's easy to see those newborn faces and be full of anticipation and curiosity of who they will be and what they will become and what they will accomplish. Every mama and daddy thinks their baby's the smartest, cutest, most likely to succeed. Every child is born a bundle of potential, and it's easy to see it in a child. It's easy to love them. It's easy to cheer them on and to hope for them in those early years until they test that love. And it doesn't take long to realize that having a baby is one thing, but raising a child is another. To keep loving, to keep hoping, to keep cheering on takes bravery. To pray for them is one thing. To teach your children to pray takes bravery. To drop them off at kids' church is one thing. To show them an example of following Jesus takes bravery. To hug and to kiss them is one thing. But to keep fighting to love them when they rebel and reject, that takes brave love. You stand at an altar in black and white. And you exchange your vows, and your love for one another seems so black and white. It seems so clear in your wedding day. And I tell couples when I officiate their weddings that it's easy to love right now, but this love's going to get tested. Marriage is not settling down. Marriage is a great act of bravery. Those words that we read from 1 Corinthians chapter 13 at so many weddings. Those words that say that love is patient and love is kind and it isn't rude or boastful or proud and it isn't irritable and it endures all things, it hopes all things. Right? You know those words. We love those words on the wedding day. But good luck making it through the honeymoon on those words. Because marriage is a brave endeavor. It requires brave love, a love that has to be chosen, and not just once, but chosen again and again and again. You get hired at a new job, and you're thankful, and you're excited, and you show up to that new job with eager determination, and then you get to know the person who hired you, and they didn't seem crazy in the interview, but now they aren't so easy to like. Or your coworkers are a nightmare, and you're either looking for a new job, or you're miserable, or you've got to find some brave love for those people you work with. See, Jesus says it's easy to love people who love you well and who treat you kindly and who deserve your love. But to make a difference in this broken world and to make a difference in those strained and broken relationships, you and I are going to have to love like Jesus loved, a brave love that chooses to love. Matthew tells us words from Jesus in his gospel, the 5th chapter. Jesus said, "You've heard the law that says, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say, love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. In that way, you'll be acting as true children of your Father in heaven. For He gives His sunlight to both the evil and the good. He sends rain on the just and the unjust alike. If you love only those who love you, what reward is there for that? Even corrupt tax collectors do that. Poor tax collectors in the Bible. If you're kind only to your friends, how are you different from anyone else? Even pagans do that. But you are to be perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect." Now that perfection that Jesus is speaking of is not a kind of holier-than-thou, goody-two-shoes, flawless perfection. This perfection is completion. It is a complete love, like God's love is complete. A love that is willing to reach. A love that is willing to endure. A love that is willing to sacrifice. A brave love sees love through to completion. And where do I get a brave love like that? John tells us in that first passage we read, as we live in God, he says, our love grows more perfect. This is more complete. As you receive God's love for you more and more completely, your love for others grows. Your love becomes more brave to choose to love others, even your enemies. That's brave love. And that's the kind of love that makes the difference. This is real love, John says. Not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. He chose to love us and to become our sacrifice. He chose to cancel the record of wrongs held against us. He wasn't willing to let anything keep us from His perfect, His complete love. Brave love doesn't wait to be loved. Brave love chooses to be loved. Jesus chooses you. Who in your life do you find it hard to love? Who in your life do you need God's help to choose to love and to love again and again and again? Brave love can make all the difference. Now, I want to take just a moment in this context to address boundaries. Because sometimes choosing to love will mean setting a boundary in your life. Brave love is not foolish love. The choice to love is not the choice to become or to remain a victim of abuse. Because Jesus came to set you and I free from sin and oppression, and choosing boundaries will actually be one way that we choose to love. Let me give you a tip that's been helpful for me to set and maintain boundaries in my life. I'm not always perfect at this, but this has been helpful to me. If you want to know how to set a boundary in your life, try this. Instead of asking the question, what do they want from me? Ask the question, what can I give them? Instead of what do they want from me? Ask, what can I give them? When you only ask, what do they want from me, then you will either try to give all that is wanted, or you will have the tendency to escape from having to give anything at all. But when the question is simply, what can I give them, then the choice is yours. You get to decide, here's what I can do. I can't do more than that. Here's what I can agree to. I can't agree to something else right now. If you're in a dating relationship and the fear that you face is what you will have to do in order to please the other person and not disappoint them, then you will have a hard time choosing to love them. You have to set a healthy boundary that says, here's what I'm willing to give, to do, to say. Once that boundary's there, then your love becomes a choice to give, and you can bravely choose to give it. Likewise, if you're demanding that someone express their love to you in a certain way against their own choosing, you are demanding a counterfeit love, because real love chooses. Jesus chose to give His life as a sacrifice for us. He chose to love you and to reconcile you to God. He chose to overcome your sin by giving His life on the cross. Brave love chooses to love. And that kind of bravery can make all the difference in our relationships. Second point that I want to make on this is that brave relationships require brave love, and brave love pushes past fears. You see, fears in relationship are a lot like those lions in the video that we watched. Fears will stalk you, and they will keep you from the freedom of loving others. But what John tells us is that God's perfect love, that complete love of God that He wants you and I to receive, that perfect love chases those fears away so that you are free to love to greater completion. The more we receive God's perfect love for us, the more His love removes fears from us and sets us free to love others. When you receive Jesus' love, then you can love with bravery and you can push past the fears in your life. One of my favorite examples of bravery in the Bible is the story of a man named Benaiah. I love this story. Benaiah shows up in the Old Testament as one of King David's bodyguards. And in fact, he becomes the captain of the bodyguards. And then we see that he becomes one of the king's closest lifelong friends. King David had this circle of friends who fought with him in battles and who hid in caves with him and traveled with him and protected him. And these friends came to be known, in fact, as David's mighty men, because they were such brave and strong men, and they went to such heroic heights to protect him during his life. These men would do anything to protect their king. Now, several of these mighty men barely get mentioned in the Bible. Some of the others, we get some details about their lives. We find out how some of them die or get killed along the way. But there is one, only one of them, who is still by David's side when David dies as an old man. One mighty man who is still with David, and it's Benaiah. He's there. In fact, Benaiah will go on, because of his love and devotion to David, he will go on to serve David's son Solomon as king. Benaiah is not one of those well-known characters of the Bible, but what we know of him is that he was a devoted, loving friend to King David. And we have this one obscure story that gives us just a little glimpse of the kind of guy he was and the lengths he would go to protect his king. In an account of the feats of the mighty men, this list of all the things that, some of the things that they did, we get this little story in 2 Samuel chapter 23 that says, "There was also Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, a valiant warrior from Kabzeel. He did many heroic deeds, which included killing two champions of Moab. Another time, on a snowy day, he chased a lion down into a pit and killed it." He chased a lion into a pit. That alone is crazy. Not to mention this little detail they throw in that, oh yeah, and it was a really snowy day. Visibility wasn't good. The ground was slippery. It was hard to move around. And he killed the thing. That's some brave love. I don't know that I have any friends in my life who would chase lions into a pit for me. I think they would be saying, well, I'll be a pallbearer. How about you? Here's the thing. Brave love pushes past fear. There's a proverb that shows up more than once in the Bible. Shows up a couple of times. But Proverbs 26:13 is one of them that says, "The lazy person claims there's a lion on the road. Yes, I know there's a lion out there." Fear will keep us from acting. It will keep us from speaking. Fear can compel us to make all kinds of excuses. Fear can keep us trapped and captive. When fear wins, our love gets lazy. But God wants His perfect love for you and me to produce in us a more complete love for others. God's purpose for you and me is not to have a lazy love, but a brave love. And the more we receive His love for us, the more our love grows brave. If He loves you, then have no fear. If He loves you, push past your fears. If He loves you, then you can love others with the love that He's given to you. Stop letting fear keep you from loving more completely. With the love of Christ, push past fear in your life. Thirdly, brave relationships require this brave love, and brave love trusts God's love. John tells us God showed how much He loved us by sending His one and only Son into the world so that we might have eternal life through Him. And then John concludes from that, we know how much God loves us and we've put our trust in His love. If you will trust God's love, I guarantee your love will grow in bravery. If you push past fear and you choose to love and you set a healthy boundary so that you can choose to love, then who knows what might happen in your relationships? But there's the fear, right? Who knows? Who knows what she might do or what he might say? Who knows how they might respond? If you push past the fear, you might get yourself into some trouble. Who knows? Who knows what might happen? There's a saying for that. The Beach Boys sang a song about it. God only knows. God only knows. And John says God has shown us that He loves us. And that we can trust His love. He loves us beyond our sin. He loves us beyond our fears. He loves us beyond our imperfections. He loves us beyond time and space. He loves us, and He has shown us that through Jesus. He loves us enough to give His life for us. God only knows, but God can be trusted. God only knows what will happen if you love bravely like Jesus loves you. If you actively choose to love, if you set a healthy boundary and push past fear, God only knows, and He can be trusted. The Bible tells us in Romans 8:28, one of the most well-known verses in the Bible, we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose for them. God's purpose for you and me is to love others the way that God has loved us. That's the purpose that He has called us to. And brave love looks like His love. God's calling you, and He is calling you to this brave love because He wants to work together. He wants to work some things together for good. He's calling you to be brave in your relationships because He wants to work some things together there. All things work together for good for those who love God and are called according to His purpose. Now that verse doesn't say all things are easy. Doesn't say that all things are problem-free or that all things are without trouble. It says all things work together for good. God's going to bring about some good. He's going to work some things together. He's going to make sure that some good happens for those who love Him and are called according to His purpose. Trust God to work some things together for good in your relationships. when you choose to love, trust Him. When you set a boundary, trust Him. When you push past fear, trust Him. You can't be brave in your relationships if you can't trust Him to work some things together that are outside of your control. If you will trust His love for you, if you will trust God's love for you, then your love for others will grow and it will become more brave, and that kind of brave love makes all the difference. I want to end our time with a story of remarkably brave love. So we're going to wrap up with this story and then we're going to take communion. So just hang with me through this. This is a story that I saw on the news about 3 years ago. It's a story of a woman named Antoinette Tough. That's her last name, and she is a tough lady. But it is because of her trust in the love of Jesus. On August 22nd, 2013, Antoinette Tough arrived at work 10 minutes late. She worked as a bookkeeper at an elementary school in a rural part of Alabama, and she was rushing into work that day, and so when she got there, she sat down at one of the receptionist desks in the front office just to collect her thoughts before she went to her regular workstation. And while sitting there on that day where she normally would not have sat, the door to that front office in that little elementary school opened, and a man came in with an AK-47, 500 rounds of ammunition, and a backpack full of explosives. The other people in the front office ran and hid, but he began to demand of Antoinette that she start making phone calls. He wanted her to call the police to get them there to escalate the violence, and he wanted her to call the police stations so that they would get all of this on TV. Antoinette suddenly found herself in the most frightening moment of her life in the crosshairs of this madman's gun. But this woman was so full of the love of Christ that her remarkable act of brave love made all the difference in that situation. And so I want you to see a video that tells how that happened. And in this video, you're going to see Anderson Cooper, who's interviewing her on CNN. He kind of starts the story. Then you're going to hear some of the actual audio from the 911 call that Antoinette Tough made that day. And then you're going to get to hear from her at the end of the video as she talks with Anderson Cooper. Now, we don't have all of it on this video. You can actually look up and hear a lot more of the story. We don't have everything she said to him because there are times when she leaves the phone. And in fact, there's one time, at one point, he went outside and began to exchange gunfire with the police. And she poked her head out the door and called him back inside. You're going to hear a lot of the story, though, and you'll get the idea. Let's take a look at this video.
Antoinette was inside talking to the 20-year-old gunman who'd already fired off half a dozen shots and was carrying enough ammunition to kill hundreds. He told her he was off his psychiatric medication, that he wanted to die and was ready to kill. Calmly, sensitively, and compassionately, Antoinette Tough reached out to him and reached him, persuading him to surrender to police.
Hey, Cap, police, what's addressing your emergency?
Yes, ma'am. I'm on 2nd Avenue in the school, and the gentleman said, tell them to hold down. The police officers are coming, and he said he's going to start shooting, so tell them to back off.
Okay.
He said he don't care if he dies. He don't have nothing to live for. And he said he's not mentally stable. Well, do you want me to try? I can help you. Want me to try? You want to talk to them? Want me to talk to them and try to? Okay, well, let me talk to them and let's see if we can work it out so that you don't have to go away with them for a long time. No, it does matter. If I walk out there with him, they won't shoot him or anything like that. He wants to give himself up. Is that okay? And they won't shoot him?
Yes, ma'am.
And he said he just want to go to the hospital?
Okay. She said, hold on one moment.
Okay, she said, hold on, and she's going to talk to the police officer, and I go out there with you. Well, don't feel bad, baby. My husband just left me after 33 years. But, yes, you do. I mean, I'm sitting here with you and talking to you about it. Okay, we're not going to hate you, baby. It's a good thing that you giving up, so we're not going to hate you.
Ma'am, you're doing a great job.
It's going to be all right, sweet. I just want you to know that I love you, though, okay? And I'm proud of you. That's a good thing that you've just given up, and don't worry about it. We all go through something in life.
Okay, that's fine. Tell him to come on. Come on. Okay, he just got his phone. That's all he got is his phone. It's just him.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Yes.
I'm telling you something, babe. I ain't never been so scared in all the days of my life.
Me either. But you did great.
Woo, Jesus.
You did great.
Do you still feel sorry for this man?
I really do. We all go through something. And I believe that God gives us all a purpose in life. And I believe he has a purpose and destiny for that young man also.
I want to have you on my speed dial. Like, whenever I'm down, I want to talk to you. My gosh. So, I mean, you're great.
Thank you.
I want you to call me sweetie and tell me everything's going to be okay.
It's going to be okay.
That's going to be my ringtone. I'm going to get a ringtone with your voice just saying, sweetie, everything's going to be okay.
It's going to be okay. Yes, and it is. And so I know today that all that I went through was actually for that one perfect day. And that was to save that young man's life and to make sure that 800 and some children and also all of our staff would be able to know that God is real. Mm-hmm. And even all of those who don't believe, they're able to see a God in that.
Isn't that incredible? Amazing. You and I don't always get to choose our bravest moments. But with the love that God has shown to us, we can choose to love. And that brave love can make all the difference. Because Jesus pushed past the fear. He pushed past the fear of the cross, and he gave his life as a ransom for us to be free. And with trust in him, with trust in that great, complete, perfect love, our love can grow. Our love can be brave. Will you trust his love for you? Will you trust that he wants to work some things together in your relationship? It's going to take some brave love. But that's the kind of bravery that makes all the difference.